This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Yeah, Astros still have some guys who can play, even with Correa out, which that's a little concerning. 4 to 6 weeks for a rib.
With the lead that they have, I mean, unless there's just a total collapse, there's no sense in rushing any of these guys back.
No, and they're not going to collapse. You know, the reality is they've got some depth. They've got some solid players. They'll be fine. They can fade this for now.
I think so, too. I mean, it's not like, oh, boy, how long can they hold off the Mariners or the Rangers? I mean, what
fill in the blank.
They're not all going to come back at the same time, but they're all going to come back. None of them torn ACL.
Yeah.
None of them need Tommy John surgery. You know, it's all good.
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
Daryl Morey's often been able to pull things out of his ass, but he is really cramped by his salary cap right now. He's got four players who are making 89% of the salary cap. He's been able to do things before. Right now, he just doesn't really have the assets can make your team better.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780, ESPN your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At MK Pallet. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. Lots of good stuff. And now Eric Warner joins us, so it gets even better. And he brought us beer, as he always does.
Yes, he did.
Eric from Carbach.
Indeed.
Nope. There we go. Now try.
Indeed. Fresh beer for you guys.
So what did you bring us?
You got one of the KR&D beers, one of our pilot system brews.
Is this available at the brewery yet?
It is available at the brewery. We that's the nice thing. Now that we have this pilot system up and fully functioning, cranking out beers, our tap wall, you guys remember, you used to go there like a couple years ago, and we had taps like doubled up.
Yeah, it'd be like two Hopadillo taps and two Love Street taps. Yeah.
And now we got like literally like 24 unique beers on tap.
Look at you.
So anyway, this is a Munich-style Helles, just like the word, like go-to, you know. But with an ES on the end.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
He was telling you.
I was just fine. Fred, okay. I'm not telling you to go.
I'll go.
Well, we're going. We're going to end up there.
Probably.
Yeah. All the bad stuff we've done.
Probably.
I
just want to.
What are the odds Wednesday, Fred? I'm going to put about heaven or hell. I'm going to put about 90% hell on me.
If I believe there was a hell, then yeah, we'd all be there.
Yeah.
So.
More fun, probably.
Oh, God, yeah. You think I want to do that boring sit on a cloud stuff and play a damn harp? Get the hell out of here.
And that's it. They got the pretty like ladies coming up stroking the harp looking at you, but that's probably all you can do.
Yeah, you can't do anything with them.
No.
That's all they're going to stroke is the harp.
That's right.
In heaven?
What good is that?
Yeah.
I feel like it's better than that there, but maybe
I don't know. What? I can deal with the heat as long as there's a bar and all my people are there. And we can just sit there and play poker and get drunk and do what we do here.
Bingo. And you know you're going to be with your friends there.
Right, right.
You know, you go to heaven and it's like, I don't know this guy. Who's that guy? I mean, he's no fun.
That's why I want to go to heaven, because I won't know anybody there. People will just leave me alone. Be strangers.
You're just sitting on your cloud?
Yeah.
But they probably don't have beer in heaven. That's probably
why wouldn't they?
Because I think
heaven. You think they have beer in hell?
Oh, yeah.
They're all whiskey there.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Sure they do.
Sure they do.
You don't get anything that gives you pleasure in hell.
I think that's...
You just get hot pokers.
I think that's like a myth.
In the record.
Yeah, that's definitely a myth.
No. They don't say, hey, welcome to hell. Here's a nice cold beverage. No.
You've been reading too many fiction stories about hell.
No. I'm telling you. There's no way you get any pleasure when you're there. No way. That's what, because you got all your pleasure on earth. You were a sinful man, Fred. That's what happened. All your fornication and your boozing, and then it comes back to bite you. And in hell, what they make you do is they make you watch documentaries on French ballet over and over and over
and
over.
That'd be
pretty bad. Yeah, that'd be miserable.
Bad.
Yeah.
It'd be men's ballet, too.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even be like chick ballet.
And you know what you've got to drink there? Warm, curdled milk. That's what you've got. Not even cow milk. It's like goat milk. Warm
horse milk,
lumpy.
if there's a hell, there's going to be like a really cool bar.
No.
There'll be like Pappy.
There'll be Divey.
Carbach everywhere.
Yeah.
And you just can't leave. You just can't leave. And that's okay.
Okay.
Good luck, I'll stay in that bar.
Pull up I'm a good cot. With it. Good luck.
You know what? You go stroke whatever you're going to stroke on your cloud, and Eric and I will be sitting at the bar.
Okay. You're going to be calling me like, hey, man. I know you're up on that cloud living like, can you knock a virgin off and have her fall down here to me? Just please.
Yeah, but then you'd fall too. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm going to say, no.
You can't do anything.
I'm keeping this all for myself. You blew it. You blew it because you were a fornicator.
Oh, and Mr. Angel over there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I'm a good guy. You guys are bad guys.
Come on, man.
You guys are bad guys. I'm a good guy.
I don't know about that. Aaron? I think if they did like one of those Seinfeld episodes, you know, like that final episode of Seinfeld when they went back and looked at all the things they did, I think there'd be a few in there, Hoffman. I've heard a few. You recounting on the shows. Have you like having run-ins with people in movie theaters and stuff?
Yeah. You tried to fight a woman.
Yeah.
No, a woman tried to fight me.
Sure.
All yeah. I said was please stop Facebooking during Creed.
See, you're going to this is what's going to happen. You're going to try to change the narrative so you can get into heaven. And the rest of us are just going to say, hey, cool. We're good.
Her mom was probably dying. And she was like reaching out on Facebook to her dying mom. And you pissed on that parade.
Okay. I mean, that's still pretty rude. How about go outside the theater if your mom's dying? How about if your mom's dying, don't go watch a Rocky movie?
That's fair enough. Yeah. Yeah. That's not the kind of movie you go see if your mom's dying.
Right.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's good. She was not conversing with her ailing mom. You're right. You're right. But. I think there's a few things in your past that you're going to have to at least talk your way into the pearly gates. I don't think it's going to be like,
I mean, I got a better
red
chance
carpet.
Than you guys.
Here you go, Mr. Hoffman.
I got a better chance than you guys.
I don't know about
okay,
that
I might grant.
Maybe.
You.
I don't know though. I don't think you're quite the angel you
Fred,
like to
you're
portray.
A rock and roller.
That was a long time ago.
You're a hippy dippy drug smoking.
I also love everybody. I'm about love.
Yeah, you love too many people.
But doesn't God
with
want
your penis?
That?
No, not necessarily that. No.
And I didn't say
see
that part.
That's the jump he took. Yeah,
I wasn't going there.
I'm all about trying to entertain people and keep them happy and enjoy life. I'm friendly to everybody. I do stuff for people. Yeah, have I done some things I'm not proud of? Of course. Who hasn't? But you know what? I'm going to go right now. I have a better chance than a lot of these Catholic priests.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Because I can tell you what I haven't done.
Okay.
Put it that way.
I think we're all safe in that regard.
I think we're all safe. Well,
of course.
Why are you looking at Aaron, man?
What?
Why are you looking at him when you say that?
No, Aaron's safe. All right. He only has missionary sex.
Yeah. And only with his wife.
Yeah.
So he's probably okay.
Ever.
No.
Yeah.
What?
That's a known fact on the show now.
Really?
Yes. They did have sex before they were married, though.
Okay. Whew. I can get my brain around that.
He took a test drive before he bought the car.
Yeah.
He tasted the milk before he bought the cow.
Gotta do that.
Yeah. But, and then he was like, this is the only milk I want.
Well, that must be some pretty good milk.
I guess so.
If that's like the best, you go to a restaurant and you get the like best thing on the menu, or you get something on the menu and like, oh my God, this is like the best blank I've ever had. You're going to keep getting that when you go back to that restaurant,
or
right?
Or you go to the restaurant and they have a pork chop and then they're sold out of everything else and the pork chop's the only thing available to you.
I don't think Aaron's in that situation, though.
I mean, Aaron,
I don't think that's a good analogy.
Look at Aaron. Aaron
has his
looks
wife
like,
been out of town for a while or
Aaron
something?
Aaron looks like the kind of guy who might have just had one option.
Oh, you're talking about it from her perspective.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like Aaron, Aaron wasn't, this isn't a guy who had a bunch of choices of who he was going to.
He's a good looking guy.
I don't know. Smart guy.
We've discovered
Aaron's personality is about as, it's like a brick. I mean, he's only missionary sex. How many women are signing up to marry that?
Maybe he's really good at that.
Are you? How would you rate your missionary game? 1 to 10.
Well, considering y'all put the missionary part on
we
me,
just know.
Then...
That's obvious.
I'm a solid nine.
Nine?
Whoa.
Missionary.
I mean, he's obviously perfecting it.
Get your wife on the phone.
28 seconds, I'm a nine.
Get your wife on the phone right now. Yeah, that, I want to confirm this.
That's porno area there, brother.
Yeah, you would be doing that professionally if you were a nine. You're probably like a solid 6.5 because you practice it a lot. But a nine, be real.
Holly says we're all going to hell for this segment. I'm glad she's judging us. Glad you're judging us, Holly. Yeah, there'll be a spot at the bar for you, too. Oh, man.
So, speaking of hell, I have seen, I'm hooked on Chernobyl.
Have you watched? No, how much have you watched?
I am current. There's, and it's only 5 episodes. Last one's next week.
Okay.
I just can't motivate myself to watch a disaster thing right now. I'm just not into it.
It's... fair enough, and it is noir, man. I mean, they do it with the colors, like on certain scenes, right? And it's very dreary. But you know, I was over there in Germany, like when that was going down, I'd been to like East Germany, where they have those dreary, like you know, apartment blocks and stuff.
So that was before the walls came down.
Yes. I was, yeah, it was cool, man. I had some like sketchy stuff go down where I like got detained.
Pardon me.
Like for hours, wasn't sure of my outcome.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Smuggling.
What were you smuggling?
I've told you guys this story.
No.
I was smuggling magazines and medications.
Are you not allowed to have magazines?
Not the kind that are West German and say East Germany is no bueno. And
oh, I thought you meant nudie mags.
No, that probably would have been fine. And then I was like smuggling.
So you were smuggling propaganda.
Correct.
Oh, that's a big crime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I was doing it, and then I was really upset at this person because they just told me, can you please take these packages to so-and-so? And I asked what it was, and I forget what she said, but it sounded very benign, right? And she did say medications, but I thought, oh, okay, medications. And they were. They were just like nebulizers for like asthmatics, right? But... yeah, these were magazines just and versions that were particularly harsh on, you know, the East German way. So anyway, so it was a wonderful stroll down memory lane, Fred, seeing these depressing looking apartment blocks. But the history and honestly, I knew nothing about this. That like the history behind it and the stats behind it are very fascinating. Like how big this thing was, had no idea.
Well, I am going to watch it. I am not really in the mood for it right now.
Fair enough.
So you'll stick around, right? Because we got to talk about more stuff coming up.
We got to talk about what's going on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I want to talk to you about that.
It's going to be wild, Fred.
Big. Really big.
It's
huge.
Huge.
Tremendous.
You're going to surrender to it.
It's going to be fabulous.
It's 100% surrender. All right, guys. If you own your home and you like money, are those two things you? Listen up. I'm going to help you out. Actually, TGS Insurance is going to help you out. I'm going to help you out by telling you about them. Here's what you do to talk to them. You grab your phone. You text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You reply with that, and they're going to give you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds on your home insurance. And this company, these savings are legit. Their online rating's nearly perfect. The average customer this year saving over $870 on their home insurance. I know you could use an extra $870. I know you could. Get it. And let's say, okay, listen, AJ, I'd love to do that. I'd love to have that $870, but I just renewed with insert lame-ass insurance company here, and I'm stuck with them for another year. Guess what? TGS, they're going to take care of that. They'll take care of the back end, the paperwork, the nonsense, and that lame-ass insurance company will have to send you a check prorated for what you didn't use, and you could just start saving money. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote today.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 90. 7-5.
5. This segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Eric Warner joining us. And we got sidetracked talking about other stuff, but you guys got a big thing coming up here early July.
Yeah, talk about what's going on 4th of July. So, how are we celebrating America out at Carbach?
America.
Well, of course, we are going to have an epic fireworks display after this amazing concert. And if you guys haven't heard this yet, we were fortunate enough to land a classic rock band.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. I mean, I grew up listening to these guys, right? Cheap Trick at Carbach Brewing on July 4th. Tickets are on sale now. As usual, we've got, you know, some VIP tickets, which are going fast.
For the specials.
Yep. We've got two of those.
Great. Yeah, you're in, man. You're in.
The only possible reason I wouldn't go is I'm going to play a World Series of Poker event in mid-June, and I'm using that as a satellite to the main event. So if I make basically $20,000, I'm going to play the main event, so I won't be here. So I would say 50-50.
I wish you luck, man. I mean, I hope for your sake you're not, right? Because that would be pretty cool.
But I do want to be there because I love Cheap Trick. It was the first show that I ever got to go to by myself. I think I mentioned that when you were there last time.
Yep.
And that's going to be fun, man.
Yeah, and it's going to be family friendly, right? I mean, we're going to have all kinds of...
That's why I can't go. There's too many kids there. Beer and kids. I'll just pour
the beer. I don't think it'll be like overrun with
one of them will run into me and I'll shove them and call them a little.
See? And who's going to hell?
And we're going to hell?
Right?
Really? You're shoving little kids?
You can't, wow. Little kids get in your way at the brewery. That's the worst.
Yeah. Although, AJ, I do know from that retweet you had a couple days ago about that kid in England slapping the cat. You do have respect for animals.
Yeah. I mean, you can't just go around and there was
a guy who kicked one.
Kicking a cat, too. Yeah. You can't go hitting cats.
No. Not cool.
I mean,
can't hit children either, though.
No, you can't.
No,
but
more
importantly, you can't hit animals.
Mm. No.
Well, children kind of are animals. So.
Yeah, it's true. They can be. They can be pretty rambunctious.
Yeah. You were saying during the break, and there was big news for craft beer this last week about to-go sales, but you were saying that you're still kind of in a gray area. Is that what it is?
Yeah. So, obviously, for the industry as a whole, huge win for the breweries, you know, and I do believe in the rising tide theory that, you know, one of the counter arguments has been, well, you know, if somebody goes and they buy it there, they're not going to go to their local retailer and buy it. And I think, you know, just it actually supports those businesses and people try beer at the brewery and they're like, oh my goodness, never had this. It's amazing. I'm going to go. You know, next time I'm out and about, I'm going to get a six pack of that. But apparently there's some kind of carve out for like us and Oscar Blues and Four Corners and Deep Ellum, you know, any of the guys that are kind of affiliated with larger breweries. So we're trying to get clarification on that. But yeah, it looks like this thing is happening and the governor's going to sign it. And so big win, and especially for, you know, the breweries that are just kind of getting up and going and getting some traction. I mean, being able to sell a little, you know, a couple growlers or crowlers extra on Saturday, you know, that's big. That really helps your bottom line and helps you grow and helps the beer industry overall. So I'm floored that it passed. Right. I really thought this thing would, as so often is the case, kind of get quashed or buried at the 11th hour. But
so you would say it. I mean, even if it isn't a win for Carbach, you think it's a good thing for craft beer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I honestly, I can sort of guess it because This is the first I heard it about a couple days ago about this exemption. And I can certainly guess it, you know, the arguments for why that should be. And, you know, maybe there's a little legitimacy to it, right? Like, we're all well-established breweries.
You're not hurting for sales.
Hurting for sales.
It's easy for you to get distribution. I mean, you guys are in multiple states now, not just... I mean, Texas distribution is it's easy for you guys at this point. If people want your beer, they can get it. There's some of these places that they don't produce enough beer for people to... I mean, not all the stores get their beer or whatever the case. If you go to a liquor store, a beer store, a gas station, they've got your beer at this point. So maybe they're saying... You don't need any more help.
Yeah, and as much as I'd love to be able to do that, I do believe the healthy industry trumps everything, right? And without that, you know, there is no future, and people are buying wine or they're buying liquor or whatever. So anything that is going to make the brewing industry healthy is great, and you know, people love to go visit breweries and take a tour. And sure, if they can grab some beer to go and reinforce that experience they had and connection they had, that's nothing but positive. So yeah, I'm not butthurt about it at all.
So, that's good.
Yeah, and again, this is just kind of a hot rumor. We're still kind of looking into it, but if that is indeed the case, I'm happy for the breweries that really are going to benefit from that the most.
Well, I think it's great for craft beer in general. I mean, I think it should be for everybody. I mean, I don't see what the harm at this point would be if somebody goes to Carbach and they want to take home a crowler or a growler or a six pack. It doesn't seem like it would be a big deal. And I can't imagine that, you know, the smaller craft brewers are saying, well, it's not fair they get to sell at their tap room too. That wouldn't make any sense. But you know, I would just like to see it be a fair market. You know, I do think it's good for everybody to be able to get what they need.
It is,
or to give it out there how they need.
We've had this conversation before, but it is just kind of mind blowing to me that, you know, Texas is very much a kind of I think ultimately kind of a libertarian kind of state and very sort of free market oriented. But we have, talk about a cobbled together set of laws around alcohol commerce.
It's crazy. Really weird.
It's really weird. And you know, I'm with you, man. Make it just level playing field. I tend to be
let
like
people buy what they want where they want to buy it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let people sell what they want. And if people want to buy it, they can buy it.
Yeah. And obviously... alcohol, you know, you got to be careful.
I get it.
Your kids can't be drinking it. You don't want to be
dry. Brewery. They know that.
Yeah.
Kids can drink a little.
A little, but not a lot. But
I would like it not, because listen, I can walk into any store and get all the, I can get all the Love Street I want, but if I want to get BBH or one of those special things, I'd like to be able to buy a crowler and take it home and get totally nuked off of it. So that's all.
That's all.
Hoppadillo, I can get anywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. You know what else you can get anywhere? The best hotel rates. Well, not really. You can only get the best hotel rates in one place. Well, no. Technically, they've got over 600,000 hotels worldwide, so kind of anywhere. But besthotelrates.com is the only website you can get it. And we're all going to travel. We're all traveling this summer. And if you're staying in a hotel, you're going to pay too much unless you hit up besthotelrates.com. You want to go, you want the best rate, you want to save some money so you have more dough to do all the fun stuff in the city you're going to, go to besthotelrates.com, plug in your destination when you're going, and boom, you're getting discounted rates on many of those hotels you'd be paying more for somewhere else. Save money. Book it through besthotelrates.com. They've got great customer service. It's going to back up your reservation. Your stay is safe and secure. Besthotelrates.com. Start planning your next trip today. It's in the name, besthotelrates.com.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.
This segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Eric's still here. Talking a little poker now. And I swear, I cannot wait. I wish this was tomorrow. But, you know, it took me a while to, I had to get the sponsorship together and stuff. So, LawyerDave.com sponsoring my trip to the, I got one other sponsor, which I'm going to hopefully finalize this week. I don't really need another one because everything's paid for.
Can't hurt.
But it can't hurt, you know, a little extra because they get 10% of me, which, you know, could turn into a lot. Might turn into nothing, but could turn into a lot. So, yeah, can't wait. It's too bad you're going to be traveling the world, man, because if I make it to that last day, we're going to have a hell of a party in Vegas.
Fred, I'll be, I might be able to come out there and, so that would be what, right before the 4th?
16th. Or? It would be the 16th of June.
16th of June.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's Father's Day.
Yeah, I know.
That might be tough. Dad, I love you, but a buddy of mine is, about to do something epic and historic.
Yeah. That'll be,
I'm only coming to celebrate you. If you get to the main event and you get, you make a deep run there, I would come out and be one of the guys holding a sign.
If I make a deep run there, it's almost running up against our trip out there for the fights anyway.
That's true.
So,
but I also know if you made a deep run there, I would be cheering for you because I knew that every spot further you got up the leaderboard, it would be more likely that we would never do a show again together. I mean,
absolutely.
And this is the guy who's not going to hell.
Yeah, exactly. That's all right. Yeah, just wait till you have to work.
Are we out here?
Just wait till you have to work with some of these other turkeys more than once every now and then. Yeah. Oh, it's fun doing a show with Barry. Yeah, try doing 5 shows a week with Barry.
Oh, no way. I can't deal with that.
You'd have him locked in a shower somewhere, violating him.
I kid, Fred. Come on.
No, I don't know what I would do if I do well in both. I'm not going to quit, but I might be taking more time off to play more tournaments.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's something that at that point I might turn Sports Map over to somebody and keep doing the show. But that's a long way off, man. I'm just looking for a top 20 finish in this thing. That's my goal.
You're like Lance. Lance was like, I could give up all my other jobs, you know, like there's times when I'm doing the NFL stuff and it's like, oh, this is too much work. What am I doing here? But this radio show, it's, you can't beat this gig. I mean,
it's fun, man.
You come in, you work 3 hours. Lance, you work 2.5 hours.
You talk about whatever the hell you want.
You get paid more money than you should get. And you tell stupid jokes and make fun of each other. I mean, you cannot beat it. You cannot beat it. And all the other stuff, like you've got a bunch of other stuff you got to do with your job. Lance has a bunch of other job. A bunch of other job. But that stuff's not that fun.
But you know what? It's your own fault, just like it's my fault. We chose to do the other stuff.
Yep.
And this is my escape. So, yeah, the 3 hours that we do the show is basically the best 3 hours of my day. Because we just sit here and have fun. And, oh, drink beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, Twitch. There's a beer.
Why? Who are you calling to Twitch?
The Twitch channel on TV with Mayhem here in the middle. Yeah, but
Fred, what's your pre-tournament like routine going to be in terms of nutrition and exercise?
No, actually, it's funny you mentioned that because I've been working out every day now. Mentally, I'm where I need to be. Physically, because, I mean, these are 13-hour days where you have to stay focused. So, basically, I'm trying to work out every day before I get there. And then when I get there, the day before, I'm going to go sit by the pool and drink and chill. And I don't think I'm going to play before the tournament. But then each morning, I'm going to go out for a run beforehand and then go get a nice big breakfast because I don't plan on eating again until dinner. And then head over to the Rio and starts at 10 a.m. on Thursday. And basically, no alcohol during the tournament. Maybe like the last 30 minutes of the night where it's not going to affect me. I might have one, but it'll be like a vodka Red Bull. And then same thing the next day. If I make it to day 2, which is the plan. You know, go out for a run, get a big breakfast, go over, play for 13 hours, and then just kind of rinse, repeat. And not, you know, and when I get back to the room, I might have a drink or two to chill and maybe eat a gummy or three to help me sleep.
Because you can't eat three gummies when you've got to play a tournament next day.
The tournament doesn't start till 11, and it's so hard to sleep out there. You guys know what it's like out there. It is so hard to sleep. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. That's the plan. And I'm going in. I've got a lot of stuff that I've been – and we talked about this. AJ and I talked about this. I've changed my strategy early in tournaments quite a bit, and it's really helped me build up chip stacks, and I can't wait to apply that to a tournament like this. And then just kind of adjust on the fly and see how it goes, see what kind of table I have. And, you know, I hate to sound arrogant. I am so confident right now in my game that I can't wait to get there because the structure fits exactly the way I like to play. So, and it's a bunch of olds. Is that Lawyer Dave on the line?
You're an old.
Get Lawyer Dave on. What's up, Lawyer Dave?
Well, I was just listening to the broadcast, and I'm proud to be a sponsor of this endeavor, and I have complete confidence in your pre-game regimen, and I have a very good feeling about this event.
Well, so do I. So if I make the final table, you're flying out there. You know that, right?
You bet. And I'm having a shirt special made for you to wear during the event itself, so you'll be loud and proud, buddy.
Yeah, so I'm going to have a Lawyer Dave shirt, and I ordered a hat that basically says JesusTheNovel.com on it.
Oh,
so, and I've already talked to my friends out there that I'm going to be on the Twitch channel.
See, I would struggle with that, like the sponsorship aspect of it, like wearing all the you know, the names of, like, I want to be comfortable when I'm playing. Like,
but what do we do every day? We have sponsors. That's what we do.
Yeah, it's different for me when I'm playing poker, though. I just want to be comfortable. I want to wear, like, a raggedy hoodie. And
well, you know. I mean, I'll have all that, but I also know that when the cameras show up, the hoodie comes off.
Okay.
I know how to do this. I've done it all before. Right. So, anyway, Dave, man, appreciate
AJ,
it.
AJ, can we make an exception for this particular sponsor on the phone right now?
I'll make an exception for you, Dave. You always get an exception. Although you didn't sponsor me to go to the World Series of Poker. I don't know why.
Because you're not over 50.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, AJ, we'll have this discussion next year then, buddy.
All right. I cannot wait. All right, guys. I got to tell you about Triangle Energy. Not only is Triangle Energy bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo game days, they're giving you the power to win free electricity for an entire year. What? You know, is your electric bill high? Would you like it if it was free dollars? Yeah, you would. Here's how you do it. You sign up for any power to win electricity plan. Triangle is going to give you two Dynamo game tickets. Eric loves soccer. You should get this. Two Dynamo game tickets, two t-shirts, and you're automatically enrolled to win free electricity for a year. If Eric didn't have to pay for electricity for a year, maybe his wife would let him have DirecTV back. I mean, that's something that could work out. Every time the Dynamo win a home game, Triangle Energy is going to draw a lucky fan or customer to win a free year of electricity. You can enter to win by texting the word POWER to 77177. Visit TriangleEnergy.com to learn more. While you're there, if you sign up and you're at TriangleEnergy.com, use promo code ESPN, you get an additional discount. That's TriangleEnergy.com, PUCT license number 10064.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, if you're looking for a mattress, one place to go, Texas Mattress Makers. And listen, you want to get a little extra bounce, you want something that's going to conform to your body better and give you the latest in high-tech support, these guys are constantly tweaking their mattresses to make everything better, and they make the mattresses right there at the factory and sell them directly to you. That way, you're saving 50% before you ever walk into the place over what you would pay in a retail store, and they've got showroom sales that are now underway. They're going to find the perfect bed for you. And listen, they took Memorial Day off while everybody else was out trying to make money because they wanted to respect Memorial Day. Well, you know what? Respect Texas Mattress Makers and pay them back. Go check them out today. At Texas Mattress Makers, you get more comfort, more support. It's guaranteed. Two great stores, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, or the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Go see Yuval and his gang. They're great people. They make great mattresses. All they want to do is put you on a bed that's going to help you sleep better And guess what? Save you a bunch of money. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Green for a Day, the ultimate tribute to Green Day, is coming to the House of Blues on Friday, July 5th. They've got the sound, the look, the guitars, the show, the party, and ESPN 97.5 wants to give you and a guest reserve balcony seats to the show. At 6:54, caller number 5 to 713-780-3776 wins a pair of tickets to enjoy the concert. Now get your tickets now at livenation.com. All right, let's wrap this puppy up the way we do every Wednesday with deaths. Famous people who have died during the past week, although not this year necessarily. For instance, you know, A.J. Hoffman's week is dead at the end of this, so that could
That's
go
it.
On.
Bye.
1997, Jeff Buckley sang Hallelujah, drowns at 30.
Damn.
That is not a good run.
What?
There was also suspicions it was suicide.
Okay. 2010, Dennis Hopper. That one helped me win a Deadpool that year.
He was not 30.
No, it doesn't say. It said he was born in 36 and I ain't doing the math. Roger Moore in 2017. Dead at 89. That's a good run.
People still sometimes post that Roger Moore just died, and then people are like, yeah, he died 2 years ago, dummy.
2017. Greg Allman, dead of cancer at 69, also in 2017.
Well, there's like nine more brothers, so they're good.
Just one
and
more.
They're still playing songs that are 10 times too long.
I'm not going to let them catch the Midnight Rider. Cortez Kennedy, 2017.
Like, I'd like the Allman Brothers if their songs were literally 10% of what they are.
Yeah, they're all like 8 minutes long.
Who has time for that?
I got one more silver dollar. Plus, yeah, it sounds like Kermit. Cortez Kennedy, dead at 48 in 2017. 1945, Heinrich Himmler, Nazi leader, head of the SS.
Don't like him.
Commits suicide while in Allied custody at the age of 44.
Good call.
Not a good run, but too good of a run for him.
Yeah, he should have died younger.
Yeah, he should have. All right, let's see. Okay, that's awful. That's awful. That one's awful. Okay, about John D. Rockefeller, dead at 97 in 1937. That's a hell of a run for 37.
Well, yeah. When you got money back then, you could avoid diseases like that.
1934, Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow, American Outlaws. Bonnie dead at 23, Clyde at 25.
Of multiple gunshot wounds.
Yes, indeed. Multiple gunshot wounds. By the way, if you haven't watched Highwayman, that's a really good show. It's about the guy chasing him, not so much them. Okay, 2016, pour one out for Harambe.
Oh, man.
Shot and killed at 17 by a Cincinnati zoo worker because of a stupid kid. All right, here's your best deaths. Not a great list of best deaths. Phil Hartman, 98, dead at 49, murdered by his wife.
Damn.
Wives will do that. Gary Coleman, different strokes, had a different stroke at 42. Bart Starr. 2019, died this week. 85, also a different stroke. And 2019, Bill Buckner, dementia at 69. No porn stars. This is a crappy death list.
Well, listen, if you could bring back Harambe or Heinrich Himmler, who would you bring
Harambe.
Back?
Harambe.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I could bring back Harambe and sacrifice the kid, Harambe.
Yeah. That kid was dumb.
Yeah.
Don't get in the gorillas.
His parents should be. You know what? Let's sacrifice his parents for Harambe. All right. We're almost out of time.
Harambe or Gary Coleman? You can only bring one back.
Harambe.
Me too.
Yeah.
Harambe or Greg Allman?
There's a bunch of other Allmans. There's only one Harambe.
Only one Harambe. Yeah.
Great job, Aaron. AJ, enjoy your break, man. You deserve it.
Harambe or Bonnie and Clyde?
Harambe.
Harambe never killed anyone.
No.
Ever.
Great job, Eric.
Didn't give him the chance.
We'll be back tomorrow. Cody Suits filling in. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.